So you most likely heard of Investopedia. They get around 65 million visitors every single month, and they've been around for a while, so I'm sure you know who they are. If you don't know, they're essentially the leading source for any type of financial information. They're essentially the Wikipedia for finance, hence the name Investopedia. And they've been around for a while, so their content naturally ranks on Google because of their domain authority, but they're doing things extremely well in terms of SEO, both technical, on-page and off-page. And in this video, I want to go over a mini case study in what they're doing and some things you can apply to your own site. So let's jump inside my computer and I'll show you exactly what they're doing. Okay, so let's get started. The first thing I want to break down, and before going into any technical SEO things, is that they're very consistent and that they've been talking about the same thing for years on end. So they essentially dominate their niche, right? I won't go over into exactly what they do, but essentially they talk about money and all the things that money is related with. So any terms, so stocks, crypto, any terms that are associated with those, for example, ETFs, yields, all that. So they are extremely specific in only one niche, and they talk about that niche a lot and in very extreme depth. And so every single piece of content you see here, every single piece of content they produce is all about one single niche, and they're very good at it. So keep that in mind, that they've been doing this for years and years. I mean, later than before even 2016, 2015. So they've been doing this for a while, and they've kept the consistency. They've kept talking about the same subjects over and over again, of course, keeping with the times and keeping with the changes in the world. And of course, as a blog should, as any site should, any news source should, they of course need to change as the times change and talk about new things as they appear. For example, crypto, let's do ChatGPT, for example, the latest new kid on the block. They're of course talking about it in a money type of way, right? Now, in the same bracket of niche and content production, they do two things. The first one I already mentioned, which is post up-to-date content. As you can see, ChatGPT again is the latest thing. It's been out for 2-3 weeks maybe, and they just published an article 3 days ago, right, January 6th. So they're keeping with the times, of course, as they should. They're posting articles that are relevant for today and for tomorrow, right, not for the past. Of course, they do have things that are kind of timeless, as I'll show you in just a second, but the main content, the main pillar of content is these articles that are relevant to today. And the second one is the frequency. They post articles every single day, multiple articles every single day. Of course, if you're a smaller site, you don't have the capacity to do so. I mean, some people might say, oh, you can just use ChatGPT to generate content. Please don't do that. Google knows. So please stay away from that. Don't make a site or a blog and just use ChatGPT content to generate the blogs, mainly because Google knows. And the second thing is because the content will never be up to date, because ChatGPT's model only learned, I think, till 2021. So if you ask him to, I don't know, write me an article with the best stock picks for today, he'll write you an article with the best stock picks for a year ago. So it isn't good content. And it is even worse content for this finance niche. So don't do that. But again, going back to what I was saying, these guys are doing two great things in regards to content. The one is the frequency of content posting, and the keeping up with the times, of course, having relatable content to the world of today. Now, I want to show you their blog, which is brilliant, the way they do things, the way it's organized, the way they do interlinking, aura linking. And let me go here, for example, to the terms. And they have a lot of these terms, like finance terms, SWOT. This is a strength, weakness, opportunity, and threats analysis. It's a business term, doesn't really matter here. But take a look at what they're doing with their articles. So if I turn this on right here, we can see, of course, the H1 would be the SWOT analysis, how to with table and example. Okay, right, only one H1, of course. But then take a look here. This is what essentially Google is telling us to do with the new EAT update, right? EAT update, which is essentially the expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. And just this top part right here allows them to do that, and they've been doing this for a long time, right? So the article is written by this guy, right, which was updated on the 10th of August. And then if you ever hear it, it lets you know who the article writer was, right? You have a full bio, you can link to LinkedIn, you can learn more about editorial policies, you have a picture of the guy. Then it was reviewed by this other person, right? Again, all the info for this person is here. and then it was fact-checked by this other person. So all these three right here, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness, are combined in this little section right here, right? Expertise by the one who wrote the article, as well as authority, of course, and by the one who reviewed this as well, and then trustworthiness by the one who fact-checked it. Of course, both these three people, all these three people contribute a bit to all these three things, but you can see how they break this down. And this is not only good for Google, but also for user experience, right? I can tell just by looking at this, without even scrolling, that this will be a factual, safe article to read that I can share with anyone that needs to see it. Then, of course, the best practices, H2s, they get straight to the point. They do one thing that's really cool, which is the key takeaways. They don't make you browse around, right? A lot of these sites, you want to find an answer to something, they make you browse around to almost the end, right? To maximize the time on page. They don't do that, right? They give you the key takeaways right up here, right? And if you want to know more in depth, you can, of course, scroll down, even watch a video, and they break down the concepts one by one, right? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, and they break it down really simple. They give you examples. Of course, they interlink with to other pages. Similar to Wikipedia, they have these right here. They have tables. So these are really well done. These are long form articles. Of course, keep in mind that the length of the article doesn't really matter that much, right? And this has been discussed for ages, but it's not because you have the longest piece of content that will rank number one, right? It is the most valuable content to the user, and this can be a bit iffy to determine, but it is how it works, right? Again, they do interlinking. I did not see any outbound linking here other than the these right here, which link to LinkedIn, but they're doing an amazing job. And just looking at this, if you ever need to link out to on your any of your sites, link out to a finance page that explains a concept, you will most likely link to this, right? You will most likely link to a site where you can see that it is trustworthy, right? And this small part right here plays a big part. And this is something that is quite simple, but hopefully you can pick up and add to your site. For example, on Vetted right here, we've recently been doing these SEO case studies. And one thing we do want to do is add something, not the same, of course, not copy this, but add something similar, right, to the case study, right? So you can verify, so the reader can verify the actual case study, right? So the case study was written by who did the actual work, are the results verifiable, who was the client, of course, keeping all this info somewhat hidden, not to dox the client. So, and this will make this page much more authoritative, right? And make these case study pages much more trustworthy, which is essentially what these guys are doing. And essentially it is why their domain, of course, they've been around for a while, they produce a ton of content, but it's because of these small things that they are where they are today, right? Because they pay attention to these small details, which in finance are very, very important, right? You know, there are scams out there. Sometimes it's quite difficult to tell between what's real and what's fake. And with this almost triple check, they essentially stand out from the competition, because from my knowledge, I don't know of any other niche doing this, let alone the finance niche. I don't think there's anyone else doing these type of things. Now, because of all of this trustworthiness, they get a lot of great quality backlinks, right? Because they are the truth source to everything, essentially in the finance niche. Not everything, but most of the things. But before I go to their backlink profile, I want to just show you these pages. So we're in the top pages here in Ahrefs, and a lot of their top pages, a lot of their pages that get the most traffic are these /terms pages, which essentially explain finance concepts. So YOY, year over year, what it means, how it's used in finance, right? Long form article that explains what it is, what this concept is. And they have these for essentially every single concept in the finance niche. ATM, recession, a SWOT analysis, ETF, what else? C-Corp, what is a blockchain, IRR. So they have all these pages for every single term in the finance industry. Of course, these took a long time to build, and they are not at all built programmatically, but they essentially dominate these the finance niche for this. If you want to learn about any concept or term, how they call it in the finance niche, they have a page for it, right? So they dominate the industry and the search, because they have pages for every single term in the finance industry, right? This is, again, something you can apply to your site. For example, again, I can give you here the example of Vetted, because that's the site I'm working on. That's my site. If we were to want to rank for every single type of SEO thingy, we could create pages, for example, veta.com/term/backlink, and we'd explain what is a backlink. And then /on-page SEO, we'd explain what is on-page SEO. So I guess you're kind of more or less understanding what I'm trying to get at, is that for any of your sites in any niche, you can do something like this, right? Become an authority in your niche by explaining the terms for which your site is relevant for, right, in the industry. Okay, hopefully this makes sense. For example, if you are working with a HVAC company, make a URL terms with multiple pages for the terms in the industry, right? And you will essentially dominate the industry because you'll have a lot of content that is niche down, highly valuable for anyone wanting to find information on that niche. And now looking here at the backlinks, of course, they will get a ton of powerful backlinks because, like I said, they've been in the industry for a while, but they are super trustworthy. And so, I mean, I don't even need to sort this. I don't even need to sort this to show you that the amount of great quality backlinks they're getting is insane. A lot of them from Wikipedia, CoinDesk, Shopify. I mean, every single domain, authority domain in the world, most likely links to them. Forbes, Entrepreneur, every single domain in the world that's valuable links to them. And again, this is because they've built trust and authority in their niche. They've kept at it for years. They talk about the same thing over and over again. They keep the content updated. They keep the content fresh. They publish content around things that are happening today. They keep their blog posts simple and organized. And they every single blog post that they post goes through these triple checks, which make it so both the reader and anyone that wants to link out to them knows that they're, of course, a trustworthy source. And of course, it's super well written, super well in depth. They have an amazing writer team of writers that explains these concepts very, very well. And some closing thoughts, how can you apply this to your site again, is try and think an exercise for you and even for me. Try and think of, for your niche or for your site, what kind of terms does your site or does your industry have that you can essentially create pages on your site for those terms, right? Of course, none of these terms or some of the terms you're going to create pages for do not have buyer intent. So for example, let's say you're an HVAC company or a tree removal company in Texas. If you have these terms pages for, I don't know, types of trees, which wouldn't make it much sense, right? These aren't necessarily buyer intent keywords, right? And when someone searching for what type of tree is this, and going to an article on your site, most likely doesn't want it removed, right? So keep that in mind. Try to create pages for these types of keywords that have buyer intent. Otherwise, it might be a bit of a waste. It's never a waste because you're building authority in your niche, and your site will essentially become an authority for all things related to trees. But yeah, I think you get what I'm saying. And that's essentially it. If we just take a look here at the organic keywords, just to finalize, you can see that they rank for any finance-related theme, YOY, Roth IRA. Again, they rank for every single finance term they want, because they've been around for a while and because their content is highly authoritative, highly in-depth, and people want to link to it. I mean, if we just take a look here at the number of referring domains, almost 500,000 referring domains with 24 million backlinks. It's insane, but it is this way because they've put a lot of time and effort into building a proper Wikipedia for finance. That's it. Hopefully you found some value from this. I'll keep on pumping out these case study type of videos. If you like them, let me know. And if not, do let me know as well. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next week. Cheers.